Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, and please, people, don't get tired of me saying it, but I hope my voice finds you in good health. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but they're all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I am trying to curb my enthusiasm. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope I am motivational, inspirational, and just give you another way of looking at things. And you can have your perspective as well as I can have mine. We don't have to always agree, but we can pleasantly and respectfully disagree. All right, so listen, I'm a little excited. I'm sitting here and I'm having my morning coffee. I haven't done it with you fine people in a while. And I'm a little excited because, you know, I had the issue with my equipment. But I just want to say thank you for hanging in there. And I do appreciate that. I'm sorry. It was my coffee. You know, I love my coffee. I'm a two-cup guy. I love saying that, and I hope you get a giggle out of that myself, yourself. So anyway, yeah, listen, a couple house cleaning things here. Listen, I just want to let you know that I'm going to break some bad news to you. You know, bad news in some respects and good news in others. You know, there's two sides to a coin. And today's the first day of fall. And just take like 10 seconds and summer's over. Summer of 2018 is done officially. But listen, I just want to tell you that that's okay. You know, because there's a lot of things to get excited about, you know, in the fall this year. I mean, I put something out already. I don't want to repeat myself. There's so many things you can do with family and friends. And I think you make the best of it. If you've been in the Northeast for a while, you know, you know the seasons, they change. So you should be, you know, well adjusted to that. So my daughter, she's actually very excited. She has more sweatshirts than I have T-shirts. It's amazing. We go on vacation and, you know, we're in a warm climate and she's looking at sweatshirts. I mean, it's 90 degrees out and I'm like, dear, why are you buying a sweatshirt? And she says, you know me, I like my sweatshirts. So, you know, what does daddy do? He lets her buy a sweatshirt. So, yeah, listen, there's a lot of things to get excited about. So don't, you know, just enjoy it. Soak it up. You know, you'll be ready to do the summer thing again before you know it. Not rushing the clock, but, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, and I was thinking about it, and I'm looking over some stuff here. I mean, here's an example. Sports. I mean, this is one of the few parts of the year where all the sports kind of jive together. I mean, you have baseball, playoffs. You have football, new season. You have hockey, new season. You have the MLS, playoffs. I mean, it's not the Premier League from Europe, but it's soccer. What else do we have? Then on the tail end of it, you have basketball. not a big fan of basketball. I'm a big sports guy. You know, I'm not a big basketball guy. That really stems from being a kid, but that's another whole conversation. But all these things gel together. And when you go out to family functions and you do things, there's always that, where's the TV at? So you can watch some sporting events, you know. And I think it's a pretty good time. So it's pretty interesting. Something else, just off topic a little bit. I was sitting at my desk yesterday, and I was looking at some of my books that I have in my library. And then I started watching some guys on the internet, and they were talking about, you know, motivational stuff and, you know, to tell you how to make money and, you know, how to do all these different things. And then you got they show you the fancy cars and everything. And I was listening to the conversation, and it, for the first time, and I can't say an epiphany, but it hit me that these guys are taking all of these pictures and motivational stuff, and they're throwing it at people that are really looking for something, you know, to do maybe in their life, change their life, change their career, something. And I thought, you know, maybe they're just selling you a bag of goods, you know, because you go out and you buy these products, you join these programs, and you have to pay money, and you know, it can be expensive. And then when you don't get the results that they get, it's discouraging. Then it's like you've been taken for a ride. So I you know, and then I'm listening to this other guy, and he was making a whole lot of sense. At the end of the day, people, you tell your children, you know, you tell yourself, I mean, nothing beats hard work. Nothing. And you got to think about persistence, persistence, persistence. And then it'll get you through. And I really think that, you know, what else is, what's happening to us as society, we have become very, very impatient. We are impatient to the point now where it is September. It is late September. And Christmas is in Macy's. Now, I know they're trying to clean it up. Yeah, you know, we're just going to show you what all the stores are going to... No, 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 no. Macy's is Macy's. Macy's does not represent all the other stores or brands, you know, in the malls and stuff. Macy's has a bottom line, and their bottom line is Macy's. So, you know, to go back to what I'm saying is, so as a society, we've become impatient. And we have to get back to that, because a lot of things in life, people with the success and the money, and you just have to be persistent and be a little patient and wait. You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, I have all these crazy little analogies in my head, and you know, fault them as they will. But I will tell you this: when you make it a cake, you know, and at least for myself, I mean, there's nothing like a nice chocolate cake. All right, with some nice chocolate frosting, tall glass of milk, and then you just sit down and you just revel in the enjoyment of the chocolate. But in order to get there, you have to bake the cake. You got to put it in a bowl. You got to put the eggs and the milk and everything. You got the blender, and you got to put it in the pan. And then what do you got to do? You got to wait till it rises. You got to put it in the oven. And what is the definitive answer? Patience. You have to wait and wait and wait. Then all of a sudden you hear ding. The cake is done. I'm sorry, I was going off on a tangent. I was getting a little caught up in that. But that's what we have to do, people. We have to be patient. And a lot of us, you know, even society, I mean, they're just pushing a clock. You know, we say all too often, we look at our children and we're like, oh my God, where did the time go? You know, we weren't rushing it. So just let it happen. All right. And it'll be okay. So hard work and patience and persistence, I think, will get you through. And, you know, long as you're doing something that you love and you really like doing it, it's really not work. And I think the patience is enough to sustain you until you get to where you need to be. So, all right, I felt a tangent going on in there. I do apologize. But listen, I have a little house cleaning thing I need to straighten out here. The other day, I was talking about people that kind of motivated me and inspired me to do the things that I'm doing. And I really mean that very sincerely. I'm a patient guy, and I'm, you know, just enjoying this thing and going slow. But anyway, I forgot to mention a good buddy of mine, Sean Oliver. He had a book signing the other day, and he has a couple books out. Check them out on Amazon. But the latest one is Sophie's Journal. Now, mind you, I'm not putting them out there. I'm not, you know, trying to, suck up to anybody. But the guy's talented, and the reviews and stuff on this book is great. He's got other stuff going on. He's a good writer. So I didn't mention that the other day what the name of the book was. So check it out on Amazon and all the other outlets that I'm sure that he has out there. So look it up. Okay, I think you'll enjoy it. So to my buddy, I apologize. So, but anyway, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again for just being patient with me. And I'm back. He's back, and I'm going to be on the microphone and just trying to make a difference. I hope that, my goal is if I had one person today listen to me and, you know, they smiled or, you know, I said something to get them going, then I did my job. And that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to do, because somebody did it for me. Somebody's still doing it for me. When I see somebody and they say something positive, a motivational or even corrective criticism, nah, guy, you can't do that. I mean, that's a home run. You know, I mean, it's a home run. So it's like a cycle, the circle of life. You pay it forward and it goes back, and pay it forward, it comes back. And that's how you do this thing. All right. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, please thank you for your time. Thank you for allowing me to come to your life for the last few minutes. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your evening, whatever time you decided to check this out. And for you newcomers, welcome. And thank you for stopping in. We got a lot of stuff going on. And I think the fall is going to produce us a lot of good stuff and information. So we get a chance. If you got any comments, if you have anything you might want to say, you just want to say hello, send me an email, theheartfelttruth@gmail.com. Leave me some comments, any suggestions. I'm totally open to all of that. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so listen, do me a favor. At all costs, please take care of yourself. Take care of your families. I say it all the time, family is important. And when you can, if you see someone that needs a helping hand, lift yours out and help them. I believe this one act really, really will change the world and make it a better place. And it will be the one thing that helps you on the road to being the best that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there. And I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again.